GDW listening.
Okay, DYS mobile.
DYS, and it's again.
Hey, top of the morning, Joe. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. I'm almost to where I'm going, but you're in there. Figured I'd say hey. And I got your update. Almost got to it last night processing it. So, but I had streaming kids, so I'll get to it this weekend for sure.
Okay, sweet. Heck yeah. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to hit another dock. I just figured I'd holler out. I was on the wrong frequency, so. Yeah. Well, school's about done. I don't know if they go to public school, but so that's cool. We got a couple more days at Harrison, and then don't have to deal with that anymore. Softball's in full swing. So. All right, well, be safe out there, and I'll holler out when I get out of this place. I'm going to Sheboygan, and then I got a couple state parks to hit today, so I'm heading home. NHCN KDYS. Talk to you maybe a little later.
It sounds good. Hope travels go well. Yeah. It's so far it's nice. Oh, it's a little chilly. I thought I was gonna ride the bike over to the car show this morning. I'm doing them every Friday now for the rest of the summer, so. But I thought, yeah, 44 degrees, I'm just gonna wait till it's warm. So take this weekend and really go through everything so they don't have to worry about the knickknacks. Yeah, other than that, it's a good start for the weekend. It's supposed to be a little wet, I think, but as it goes on, but, you know, I'll take today. This is good. But, yeah, good to hear you in there, and, ooh, there's already somebody here. Looks like I'll have somebody today. 73. Further on, down the line. KDYS and HCN mobile.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
Well, well, AB9NN, W8RAJ, where are you off to this morning?
Hi, good morning, Rob. Just returning from mowing at Champion Hill this morning. Got out there at about a quarter after six, and boy, I tell you, that north wind was cold. I was shivering by the time I'm done. Got the temperature turned up to high, and got my heated seat cranked up to the max in the car, and just nice to be getting warm. I was shivering for quite a while on the course for about the last pretty much the last nine holes I was shivering.
Well, I can imagine that. Again, this is like trying to get deep pole to get the guy to come over and mow our lawn. It's at least 8 inches tall in most places, so. Anyway, the problem is he has another full-time job and does this on the side. However, he's not very consistent, and if he isn't going to show up, he doesn't call you, so we might be looking for somebody else.
Yeah, that's a problem. They're just not showing up, and if it's getting too long, and they say that you should mow it high and mow it often so that you get the small clippings, small percentage of the blade each time. and that's maximizes the blade width and maximizes the depth of the roots, which prevents brownout and keeps the roots growing deep.
Yeah, I understand. When I was doing it, I kept it at 4 inches, so and that seemed to work real well. But another problem we have is because the water is so expensive, the water bill. We don't water anything anymore, other than if we have planters, we'll water them. But now the grass is on its own.
Yeah, that grass can soak up a lot of water, that's for sure. That's we definitely go through a lot of it on our golf courses.
Well, anyway, I'm doing three things at once here, so but I just thought I'd come back and say hello to you. It's been a while since we talked, so anyway, I'll let you go about your business, and I'll continue with what I'm doing here, so. AB9NN, W8RUJ. God bless your day, buddy.
Okay, yeah, you too. Good to hear from you. Glad to see you're sure that you're feeling a little bit better, so that's good. Hang in there. Have a great day. Thanks for the chat. AB9NN Mobile, I will be clear.
K8BCW.
Yeah, it's Jason Garland. Go ahead. KCHCMQ on EchoLink.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
got Tom here. Just trying to charge my phone. We're at the campground here in Boring City at Charlevoix County Park Campground.
Oh, okay. Well, you got John down here in Lewiston, Michigan. I just got back from down in Miles selling some onions for the Shriners. And then I figured, well, I'll get on here and try to find one of these stations that's connected to the Echolink. It's normally my old repeater would be connected to the Echolink, but for some reason or other we connect, but we don't hear anything down there. So pretty well, I just want to make sure that my thing was working here, so maybe eventually they might get that one fixed. So at least we know we can get out now. Okay, CHMQ, go ahead.
Yeah, you sound good. Got Tom here, GD8HNP. We live up here. We're only 15. We live in East Jordan. We're only like 15 miles from home, but wife and I, and then all my kids and my grandbabies, and then I got my niece and nephew and my great nieces and nephews all up here camped, and yeah, we're having a good old time there. This repeater is linked all the way down to almost West Branch. There's this repeater, and it goes to Sheboygan. It's kind of sent into the that's 1740. And then it goes from there to down by Roscommon area, anyways. Like the good friend of mine and a couple of the guys that got them all linked together. And if you get on the Vanderbilt repeater, that's linked all the way to Indiana.
Yeah, copy that Vanderbilt, because we've been on that one before. My wife got on it when I was down in Flint. So we was back and forth with that one, talking and coming and going. But, yeah, we just noticed, a couple of us just noticed that the last 3 or 4 days that I got a scanner here. So I normally don't turn the Echolink on, but I wanted to talk on a net the other night, and I could hear him on the scanner, but when I tied in with Echolink on the 700 over here in Mile, I wasn't hearing the voice, but when I keyed it up after everything was done, I could hear it coming over the scanner, but it just wasn't picking up a voice or getting into the Echolink on that. So I don't know, maybe they have a problem with that particular one, but out of that, yeah, we've lived up here since 2000, so we pretty well know a lot of what's going on here and there, and a lot of new ones coming and going, but gotta get used to all these new people, and especially on Echolink now, since I don't get on it that much.
Yeah, same here. I don't use Echolink a whole lot. I do get on at times on West Branch. Echolink there to talk to the guys down there. I work in Saginaw or Bay City, so I drive from East Jordan to Bay City every day to work. So I talk to those guys. My brother lives in Hale, so we use the West Branch machine a lot. So that's the only time I get on Echolink is when I'm not going through there and I went for their net and stuff. Yeah, but I'm not much into the Echolink either, so.
Well, we moved up from down here in Oakland County because we helped build the Orion plant down there, and then we retired, and we was on the Clarkston repeater a lot, the Lapeer repeater, the Flint repeater, because I was right there in that triangle, so I belonged to all three of them, And then they didn't have Echolink on when I moved up here. And then finally after Timmy sold the Clarkston, they got on the Echolink. So that makes it nice because I've started talking to people that I haven't been able to talk to in a long time. But when we moved up here, they had the 3.5 and the 700, but it wasn't connected to anything. And then they took the repeaters down and they had problems with them. And when I was still playing with Echolink, the only one that I could figure out where I could play with was the Gaylord. And they were connected to the Echolink, but now they're not. They're on a link, and that's not even connected into the system of Gaylord itself. So now the miles down. So, you know, a little bit of one thing and one of the other. So I guess you got to keep looking around and see what's going on and keep up with everything.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Boy, you got a long drive back and forth when you go to work. Holy crud, dude. I used to travel 25 miles one way from Goodrich to the Orion plant and back, and I thought that was too much for me, too. But I'm glad that the prices of gas right now, I'm glad I don't have to go very far except for Walmart, and that's 45 miles away. So we don't do that many, many times every week to go back and forth over there.
Yep, that's for sure. Yeah, it's 142 miles from my driveway to work every day, and around or one way, I should say. Now I got about two and a half, three years, and I can retire.
And then all that drive just going one way, you still got to work 8 hours and then turn around and come back. So basically, you're almost like on a 12-hour schedule and not too much sleep.
Yeah, no, not much. I pretty much I leave the house at 6:30 in the morning and I get home at 8 o'clock at night. I go to bed at 10. And I do it all over. And thank God I don't work 6 days a week. It's just 5 days a week. But when we moved up here, it was I knew what I was getting into. And the worst of it's winter time, you know, in the snow and stuff. But I drive a four-wheel drive truck. So, but yes, the gas prices are ridiculous right now, killing me. I spend between around 300, a little over 300 a week, round trip, or, you know, for a week, anyways. But I only got a few more years of work, and there's no sense of me switching jobs now. You know, I mean, I might as well suffer it out for a few more years.
Yeah, it almost makes it hard for you to sort of retire early. Because of the cost of everything else. And then you got to figure out, well, you only got so much coming in per month, like what I am, you know, on a fixed schedule. And then everything that keeps popping up, your taxes, your gas, your food, then you got to figure out, you know, what are you going to cut from here to here to make point A to point B. I know how you're going to do that when you get ready to go do that.
I guess Social Security, and now I got my 401k I've been put into for 40 years, so I'm well prepared. And I figure I might work a part-time job just to get me out of the house a couple days a week.
Yeah, well, I thought I was going to do that too when I retired. Just, you know, sit back and relax and maybe get a little dinky job here and there. But owning a house and having a wife and a couple kids, you figure you might as well go back to work because you're going to work 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, sitting there at the house doing what you never thought that you was going to have to end up doing.
probably right there. I know when my dad retired, he said he was busier after he retired than he was when he worked. And, I have all my brothers and sisters. I'm the youngest one. They're all retired already, and I know they tell me the same thing. And, you know, got grandkids, and, well, you probably don't too, and all that. But I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. I really, really am, to be able to spend good time, quality time with the grandkids and that. All my kids live up here. We originally lived in, well, I grew up in Frankenmuth, and then my wife and I, we had a 20-acre farm in Birch Run. And her dad lived up here. All her siblings and that moved up here years ago. And we always decided when we got close to retirement, that's where we were coming, going to build a house up here. Well, that's what we did. We ended up, we sold the house down there. I didn't own nothing on it. Paid cash for building a house up here. And so... I've been making this drive for 9 years now, so I go through a vehicle about every 3 years. I put about 65,000 miles on a year, so I can get about usually 3 to 4 years out of a vehicle, and I got to change.
Yeah, well, want to try to keep what you can for the older cars or the engines, because I tell you what, my doctors used to be down there in Goodrich, Lake Orion, Waterford, stuff like that, and those electric cars just won't never make it for me, because the one that was across the street from the Pontiac Hospital, or the Pontiac Airport, that was 172 miles from my house down to there, and these electric cars just don't quite make it all the way down there and all the way back in one day. So to me and my wife, we're never, ever going to try to buy an electric car unless it's one of those hybrids like my daughter had. And she likes that because she could travel almost 800 miles on one tank of gas with that crazy thing. I said, well, that's the car I want to get. So if I can ever afford one, I probably would.
KCHCM2. KDHNT, yeah, I'm with you. I'll never own an electric car. I have no use for one for the things I do. I pull a camper, like to camp, and off-road, and, I'll never have one. They just, they make a nice, Chevrolet makes a nice, they make the Hummer, which is electric now, pickup truck, and I don't know. You ain't got me sold on them. But they'll have to be around 1 million years before I would, improve on them. I like my good old gasoline.
Well, when I retired out of the Dorian plant in 2000, I think it was 2 years later, they started playing with that electric cars. And they started making them down there, and I've heard a lot of that stuff of all the cars that in the wintertime, that runs your battery down because it's so darn cold. They sit out there. A lot of them just never wanted to start, even if you had them plugged in, and you got to keep them warm and whatever. And I tell you what, those batteries are expensive. So I figured, well, I'd rather spend the gas money on that and keeping up an old car compared to what you would have to do with just spending for one battery.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's just ridiculous with those batteries when you have to replace them. Kind of like having an electric golf cart. I know people have them and that, and just replacing the batteries on one of them is cost a pretty penny, so I couldn't imagine doing it on a car, It's like, wow. Yeah, no thanks. No. Well, here, oh, cripe. back, when was it? Ain't been that long ago. New York? We had a real terrible cold weather and all that. Those poor people over there in New York, they're kind of like you just said, they wouldn't run. They couldn't get them to run because it was too cold. And people are saying, yep, that's it. I'm getting rid of these, and I'm going back to good old gasoline vehicles because they were worthless.
Well, I don't think I'd want to have an electric car in the wintertime in Minnesota. Holy crud, what was it, 35, 40 below just this year in the wintertime in some spots up there? And can you imagine having one of them, and then all of a sudden you get all that snow that they got, and then you go out there and look for your car, and the car ain't there because it's all covered under snow, and then it takes you 4 or 5 days to get that out. You got to wait for the snowplow to come through, and it, half the time he doesn't even know where a car is, and then by that time, everybody's battery's down, and you're calling a wrecker to come out and try to get you going.
Well, it was good talking to you, and now I know someone hangs out over here. I'll jump in here maybe later. I got to tend to the fire my wife told me. It's starting to go off, so, and I was in here trying to charge my cell phone a little bit so I can, later on when it's time for bed sometimes in my old achy bones and I don't want to cooperate and I have a hard time sleeping, so I watch TV programs on my phone. So, but if you're out here later, I might just catch you. We'll just say 73 for now. TD8HNT.
Okay. Well, you have a good evening, and if we don't catch you, you have a nice holiday weekend. Kilo Charlie 8. Charlie Mike Quebec.
Absolutely, you too. 73, KD8HNT.
KDIS Mobile, listening.
I got you. NADMH.
About this 5 copy over here. Am I noisy at all?
Just a little bit, but perfectly readable.
Okay. And a little bit of digital delay on the tail in the chunk of the last word. Let's see. All right, cool. Well, I think it looks to throw it in the scan rotation over here. All right, I'm going to head that way. Thought I'd say hi, try your repeater. Is it right at your QTH there?
Nope, it's at Munson Hospital.
All right, good place for it. Cool. Good deal. All right, how much power are you putting out? What kind of... How high is the antenna?
I'd say the antenna is about 160. Maybe a little bit more than that. And it's a 4-bay folded dipole at 100 watts.
Yeah, sounds almost full quiet in here. Just a little bit of but it's not much at all. Pretty decent. All right, 73, buddy. Glad you like the picture. We'll talk to you when you're ready to make it make a deal there. NADEG.
Catch you later, Rob. NADEG.